This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, one could make a case, as we are about to, it turns out, that the biggest challenge in this economy the past maybe 2 months, and I mean that, of course, aside from inflation, we're just going to stipulate that, but the biggest challenge might be another I word, inventories. Retailers have way too much of it still on shelves and in warehouses, piled up wherever they can store it. See also the recent woes of Walmart and Target. We've been telling you about that. And the challenge of the inventory challenge is how soon retailers can move past their fight with all that unsold stuff. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Last year's fresh hell for retailers was not knowing whether they would get their products in on time or at all. Customers wanted more stuff. Supply chains were dysfunctional.
Consumers shifted $1 trillion worth of spending from services to goods that retailers had to catch up with.
Jonathan Gold is with the National Retail Federation. So a lot of companies made changes. They started placing orders earlier.
Where typically it's, you know, 6 months or so in advance when retailers are placing orders, moving that up to 9 months or even 12 months to try and get ahead of some of these other challenges.
So retailers then had to become fortune tellers, predicting what they would need and when they would need it much further in advance than usual.
It's hard to know what you're going to need because consumer preferences and consumer desires for goods have been swinging all over the place.
Phil Levy is chief economist at Flexport.
It's hard to know when it's going to arrive because we've had a whole bunch of supply chain difficulties.
A lot of companies got it wrong. Very, very wrong. Consumers shifted back towards services. Inflation changed which things consumers wanted to buy. Stephen Bethel is head of Fraser Capital.
A lot of the companies we work with have seen inventories rise by about probably 25 to maybe 30% over the last 4 months.
Warehouses are filling up. Ports are backing up, according to Flexport. So what are retailers doing? Well, a lot of them are gritting their teeth and slashing prices. Michael Zdenek is director of economics for S&P Global.
And so consumers who are doing their back-to-school shopping should expect good bargains, not just on school supplies, but also on these extra inventories that are sitting on retailer shelves.
Will that be enough? No, it won't. At least not at first.
Now, sales have been flat the last couple months. And so with the level of inventories that we're seeing, the problem isn't going away anytime soon.
Some companies may just have to hold on to this stuff, occasionally destroy it. Meanwhile, consumers may get some much-needed deals at a time of stifling inflation. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.